down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, this is the second hour. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we're going to be going over what I found in the Congressional Record of 1938. It was originally printed in 1887, and it does not exist anywhere that I can find. It's probably in the archives, I'm sure, somewhere. But it's amazing that this thing never made it out in the open. And you see, the Congressional Record is a set of books about probably at the, 75 feet long or so at the UAA, and three or four shelves high. It's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pages. It's very difficult to get anything out of that. No, that's all leave that right now. But anyways, we're working on that. Again, just a super brief overview for anybody that didn't listen to the first hour. The Citizens of the United States is a fiction made in law for the Negro strictly in 1866. 1868, they got around, memorialized it in the 14th Amendment. 1870, they fixed that so that the blacks and whites are all equal together, so I don't want to hear any nonsense about that. Then the Citizens of the United States, they have no standing in the constitutions of the several states, because the only elective franchise you have to vote is strictly as a citizen of Minnesota, a citizen of North Carolina, a citizen of Texas. There is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. The Supreme Court said so. So then, to get the Constitution of the United States, in 1913, they talked the past. For the people voted it for some stupid reason, that the legislatures of the several states, which are the representatives for each one of the several states, to have two senators would no longer be done by the legislatures of the several states. So now the several states no longer have any representation. That was 1913. And from then you go into the Westlaw, and you can search by years. And the real party of interest in all legislation up to 1913 was United States or the United States. After 1913 to 1911 in the other courts, this changed to United States of America. And if you look in Westlaw, it's United States all uppercase, and it's of lowercase, and then America is upper and lowercase. United States of America. It's a fictional citizen of the United States of America. Well, who is that? Well, I've got two briefs, IRS, where it says United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. Because, you see, the Constitution of the United States no longer, there's no parties to it. Because everybody wants to go vote as a citizen of the United States. And the people vote for the senators, representatives, as citizens of the United States. So there's no party to the contract. The Constitution of the United States doesn't exist. So therein lies the key to this whole thing. We have to figure out who you are before you go take on the battle. And I've took their naturalization document and modified it. You put in that you are a citizen of one of the several states out of their nonsense, like a Kansas or North Carolina, whatever. You're born there and you're domiciled in one, and you're a citizen of like Texas or whatever. You file it in the public record. That is evidence of who you are. You get certified copies, and under the rules of evidence, it becomes self-authenticating. You are what you say you are. Then, the second part that's extremely important, you must then, and I modify the voter registration things to be a citizen of Texas, citizen of North Carolina, citizen of Alaska, whatever, that you want to vote as inalienable rights of the under the Declaration of Independence and under the Constitution of your several state. You want to vote as a Christian. You want to be a citizen of Texas, citizen of whatever. And that's where your elective franchise is. Supreme Court said so. Slaughterhouse, Cruikshank, it's more than one. So why do we have this citizen of the United States? It's a con job. So then, of course, in 1948, they got rid of all the constitutional courts. The last one was the District Court of the United States in 1948. They didn't do it away. It's just sitting in the closet. And we have all of these kangaroo courts that are strictly on the territorial boundaries of the United States. Go look at the definitions of the United States. Territorial boundaries. So the territorial boundaries of the United States is the outside boundaries that all corporations work in. It includes all territories, possessions, everything else. The real United States is the one that is comprised only of the several states. They don't use that. They can't. That's the game. So it's a overlay, the outside boundaries of the United States, a fictional United States. Okay? Now we have citizens, we have the states enforcing, making laws for citizens of the United States. Well, how can that be? Well, this is what I'm going to be talking about, and this is the final part of what I wanted it in black and white, and I found it, backed up by Supreme Court cases. I found it in the congressional record. So the question becomes, if you are a citizen of Texas, citizen of Minnesota, citizen of North Carolina, citizen of Florida, shouldn't that legislature be making laws for a citizen of Texas or a citizen of North Carolina? How can it make all of these states to vote? You will find you got to be a citizen of the United States. Minnesota even puts it, if you are a citizen of the United States, you're automatically a taxpayer. Well, wait a minute. The 14th Amendment says, Article 5, Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions. It doesn't say states. It says Congress shall have the power. How can that be? How did they pull this off? Well, I'm going to read you a little bit about out of the congressional record of January 13th. This is page 433 and 434. And then we're going to get into the profound thing of what I found. And then I'm going to put in some other stuff, the profound couple of paragraphs that just absolutely... It clarified it for me. It glued it all together. Something that I can prove that came from Congress or from this research. It is undisputed that the states were free, equal, sovereign, and independent at the time of the formation of the Constitution, that each possessed all the powers which any government might rightfully possess. In the language of the Declaration of Independence, they had the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. As such states, they formed a union under the Articles of Confederation, and as such, they withdrew from that union, each for itself, by a separate ratification of the Constitution of the United States. And contrary to the will of at least two of their number, as we have said, it is probably immaterial whether we regard the historical truth that the states form the federal constitution as a constitutional truth or not, for the main questions which depend upon that are settled. The truth is undeniable that each state and the people of each state, excuse me, in their separate capacity as organized political communities organized into states, possessed at the adoption of the Constitution all governmental power. It is equally true that possessing these powers, they had the right to alter their governments, and in quotation mark, to institute a new government organizing the powers in such force as they shall seem and most likely to affect their safety and happiness, end quote. They did so alter and organize of delegating each separate state a part of its own powers to be exercised by the whole, i.e. the United States, and reserving each to itself separately or to its people the great mass of powers not delegated. The government thus formed was a government of each of the states, having jurisdiction to the fullest extent of the undelegated and unprohibited powers, and a government of the United States. That's really important. The government of the United States meant no more than, and means no more now, than the common or general government of the states of Massachusetts, New York, Virginia, and the others united. The phrase United States means no more or less than the 13 states then and the 38 states now, united for the purpose mentioned in the instrument of the Union, the Constitution of the United States. That's a powerful statement. So, I'm going to go down and read the other part, and then we're going to get back to some of this other thing, but to understand this thing here. They're talking about they were going to have inquisitions for people that supposedly were doing hanging Negroes back then, to have a federal inquisition. And these guys said, no, you can't do that. That's up to the several states. And it never did get passed. But they were talking about the 13th, the slavery one, the 14th one, which is everybody knows about the 14th, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, you're a citizen of the United States and reside in a state, or the 15th, which is the right to vote. So let me read this. This is a killer. This is just amazing. These amendments, 13, 14, 15, so far as they relate to the questions now involved, consisting wholly of negations. They're not positive law now. These are negations, negative. Prohibitions, always on state action and sometimes on federal action. So those amendments are not positive law. They are things prohibited from happening. Okay? The language of the 14th Amendment is, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor Shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws? The 15th Amendment ordains as follows: the right of the citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by citizen of the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Is there any doubt we're talking about amendments we're talking about here? Now we're going to get into some amazing stuff. It is now firmly settled. And now they're talking about Supreme Court cases like Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse and some of these Supreme Court cases back then. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. Let me read that again. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. Read that one again. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive original rights, but the right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action. Let me stop right there. They're not positive. They're not original rights, because that's the rights of the citizens of the several states, inalienable rights of the Creator. Continuing, and the power to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action, that the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress under the amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken somewhere of some kind, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Now, there is one hell of a mouth of a paragraph. The concept is, these several states are to be left the hell alone to make their own laws and do whatever they want for each one of the several states. And only if there is some discriminatory issue of race, color, religion, and only Congress can make enforce laws against that. All they're doing is saying, okay, all you children, go out there and play with all your laws, all your constitution. You have your own elective franchise. You have your own laws, everything, and we don't do anything to interfere. But if you do anything outside of what we have said you can't do, you then have access to 42 U.S.C. 1983 under color of law, that there has been some right or title or something that the states are screwing you with, or the federal. Back in a minute.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Okay, we're back here. And I'm going to continue on to the next paragraph. This is on page 1938. Oh, by the way, let me go up here and say where this thing came from. This thing came from, I didn't put that word, this thing came from. This was Views of the Minority, number 1956, 49th Congress, second session, in the Senate of the United States, February 25th, 1887, ordered to be printed. And I will get the congressional record at some point from 1887, so I'll get a copy of the, and we'll see if it's back in there. I don't know if it is or not. But let's continue on here. This stuff, this is black and white. There's stuff. Based on Supreme Court decisions, holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States. Continuing. In no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. On this last point, the controversy was long between the sectional majority in Congress and the Constitution. But in the end, the Constitution triumphed fully, completely. It would be interesting to trace the progress of the decisions of the court from the first to the last case involved, as the facts of each case warranted and the true meaning of these amendments. To do so would detain us too long. but it is well here to quote some of the expressions of the judgments in the cases showing truths of a fundamental character. Congress and the Constitution were, after actually it started before the Civil War, back in the 1850s when they changed the seal of the United States and took out 13 arrows and put in six. You think they didn't know there was supposed to be 13? They changed the seal. That's the signature, the authority of the... I've got to get that book back again, because on the seals of the United States. And I bought the damn thing, and I can't find it. I want to scan it, make it available. Understand what's going on here? I'm going to read this part again here, because these two paragraphs are killers. And then I'm going to go into why are the states that have no authority using citizens of the United States. Why are they doing that? Is there any authority for, like in Minnesota, for them to be legislating for citizens of the United States? Is there? How are they getting away with this? Can they constitutionally do it? No. It is prohibited. Why in the holy heck? But without this very clearly articulated, and this thing is 19 pages long with quotes out of Cruikshank and these other cases, which I'm going to give a couple of quotes out of these Supreme Court cases. How did we get caught up in this damn nonsense, the con job, by liars? I'm going to read these two paragraphs again because they are a killer. Probably going to be coming up on a break here in just a minute. Let me start up to the bottom of the thing. Let me get U.S. versus Cruikshank. This provision does not any more than the ones proceeds in which we have now considered, namely the provisions prohibiting a state from depriving any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law. The power of the national government is limited to the enforcement of a guarantee. That's all they're doing, is guaranteeing the states are good little people. This is out of Cruikshank. On the ground of the Supreme Court in that case, they're talking about the United States has no power to punish conspiracy to commit murder or to falsely imprison a citizen, and none to punish false imprisonment or murder itself. This case was decided in 1875, and they gave a bunch of cases. So why do we have all these federal crimes and murder? It's all this. How do they do that? I'll tell you how. We are being ignorant, not stupid, ignorant, or agreeing to it. Can we constitutionally agree to a con job? No. Back in a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I'm going to read part of these two things, and the overview of this whole thing is only Congress is supposed to guarantee that the states, the several states, their laws, or the people that work for the states do not violate any rights, discriminate, race, all of that. Otherwise, nothing about a citizen of the United States is supposed to come into play. And the remedy you have to have is to go to the 42 U.S.C. 1983, which was done in 1870 also. That's where you, under a color of law, then you can claim and go against state actors, state politicians, state cops, whatevers, or the state laws. But it's only Congress can do this legislation. So why are states doing it? How do they get away with it? They have no constitutional authority under the 14th, the 13th, or the 15th. Because we didn't know. They have no authority to do this. They're supposed to be over here in the several states making laws of the several states for each of one of their states. That's it. And Congress's overview guaranteeing that none of these little several states get out of line by the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Have you heard that before? Here it is in black and white. And they pulled the cites out of this in this congressional record. If you want a copy, just email me, Ralph@AlaskaMinuteman.com. Ralph@AlaskaMinuteman.com. You have to put IRS in the subject matter because I guess I'm being pounded with emails, 500 to 1,000 a day sometimes, from everything from vaginas to penis enlargement to God, you name it, every cure in the world. Somebody keeps signing me up for this, and it doesn't do any good to unsign it because they just keep sending them. So put IRS in the subject matter. You should. I guarantee everybody should have a copy of this. I will send you one that is highlighted and one's unhighlighted, and I'm going to read more. There is so much in this. It's unbelievable. Here it is in black and white. You want to argue with one of your politicians or your churches, you go into these churches. Oh, you got to be a citizen of the United States. I signed up to be a 501c3. Now, wait a minute here. I kind of remember something about Christ throwing out the bot and the money changers. So I go in there and give I am a fictional citizen of the United States. I don't want the inalienable rights from the Creator under the Declaration of Independence. So who in the hell am I then? The father of all liars, the devil. And I give $100 and I can write it off on the IRS. So I didn't give anything. I kind of remember something about that in the Bible. Do you? About the money changers? The gal that gave it, what was it, a denarii or whatever? Because it's all she had or it was a lot? The money changers. These preachers are antichrist. They're preaching blasphemy, most of them. They don't want to hear it. Remember Esau in the Bible? He sold his birthright. Property, citizenship. Lineage. When you sell your birthright, that's what you do when you do a citizen of the United States. Why do we sit there and allow these people in a jury? Why has everybody got to swear they got to be a citizen of the United States before the jury is impaneled and empowered? We are agreeing to be tried by liars that have no clue what the hell they just swore to. Because they don't know. How would we know? They don't teach us stuff. They don't want us to know. Can you and me, be conned into signing to be a citizen of the United States and have empowering the state to make laws for citizens of the United States? Absolutely not. Totally unconstitutional. Only Congress can make laws for citizens of the United States. The several states are only to make laws for a citizen of that state. It's a con. It's totally unconstitutional. And we, you and me, we've all done it, I guarantee you. And some things, under the law of necessity, you can't change. You can't bring this, can't get the swamp all back. What I do on any form that I can't change, I print in all caps, because that's the other side, that's the citizen of the United States side. All caps, no initial. I put a K, but no period, no initial. Ralph K. Winterhoek. Okay, I'll play your game. It's not my signature. I'm just doing it because under the law of necessity, I cannot undo this whole freaking damn mess that we've been got into, that's taken way over 100 years to get into. But the truth shall set you free, just like in John 8. So I'm going to read this other part again because this is so important. And I highly recommend, if you email me, Ralph@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, I will send you an unhighlighted and highlighted. I've got to read through this thing. It's going to take some time to analyze all of this. But the core issues of this thing, and this is the two things why I'm doing what I'm doing. You have to get your status right into the public record, get certified copies, then it's self-authenticating. See, I can't prove I'm a citizen of the United States because that's under 18 title USC 911. That is a crime to claim I'm a citizen of the United States. I can't prove that. Why would I want to be one? Under the plenary power of Congress, overseeing some state that's screwed up. But these several states are not making laws of the United States, or laws of the several states. It's illogical. All IRS, totally, absolutely, is for citizens of the United States. 5 USC 552A. Citizen of the United States means, individual means Anytime you use the word means, it's exclusive use of the term. It must be disclosed. They talk in terms. An individual is not what you think in the dictionary. It is a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted over here. And they can't even keep records on anybody except citizens of the United States. Because, see, it'd be unconstitutional. But a citizen of the United States, if you sign up for it, you betcha. But it's a con job. They're liars. They can't go there. Let me read these again, because this is just this is the glue that I needed to see. The 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments are strictly prohibitions. They're not positive law. There are things, if the people, if the several states or the actors, the people in the acting under state authority do something, then you can sue them under color of law, 42 U.S.C. 1983. Quoting again, it is now firmly settled. When this is firmly settled, it means there's holdings. Ball game over. That these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. Is that clear? Only against state actions. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive. Original rights. There's our unalienable rights from the Creator. Declaration of Independence, laws of the United States, or laws of the several states. But the right only to exemption from and the protection against the prohibited state action. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction. It says the power of Congress, doesn't say the power of a state. A power to give redress against a prohibited state action. That the exercise and the actual exercise of efficient power of Congress under the amendments presupposes state action of a kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken somewhere or of some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Is that what's going on in today's world? Not even close. In no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. It is well here to quote some of the expressions of the judgment in these cases showing the truth as of a fundamental character. The power of the national government is limited to the enforcement of this guarantee. That's all. The feds, they can't legislate to the citizens of the several states. They can't touch us. How do they do this? Well, they started the headless fourth branch of government. They started this nonsense back in the 1880s, these external establishments, agencies. They came up through in March 3rd, 1933. The last day Herbert Hoover was in the president of the United States, he signed off on the repeal of 1,006 statutes of the United States, codified in 1878. 1,006. Wonder how in hell we got along all that time. But these quotes, so the obsolete or obsolete. And the very next day, under the Federal Register Act of 1935, the Senate went back and said, you know what? March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt started doing the executive orders, and the administrative agency started doing their orders, and they were law under the National Recovery Administration. Got it black and white. You can't make this stuff up. And a federal agency means President of the United States. How did a federal agency is a President of the United States? You got just, man, I better go have some more booze because something's not kosher here. Who does the IRS pertain to? Well, you can go to, let me pull that up here. That's in a regulation. It's not a subsidy regulation. This stuff is complicated, I understand. But there's two sides of it. You're either going to be a Christian on the citizen of one of the several states, or you're going to be a liar under a devil as a citizen of the United States under the plenary power of man called Congress, the doctrine of man. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. And the churches won't go there, most of them. They won't go there. They won't. They just will not go there. They won't listen. They won't. They don't know about Esau that got around and sold his birthright for porridge and lentil beans or something, right of lineage and the own property and all that. Do they not read the Bible? They think it's going to just, it never happened? History has repeated itself. It's right back there again. I'm going to pull up Title 26. That's one of many that we can use against these people. Their regulations. It's their stuff. 26 CFR, Code of Regulations, Code of Federal Regulations, 1.1-1. Income tax on individuals. Section 1, which is, says for anybody, of the code, imposes an income tax on the income of every
citizen or resident of the United
States. Every individual. And it talks about non-residents, too. Every individual, a citizen or resident. Doesn't say anything about a citizen of several states, does it? A citizen down in B, citizens or resident of the United States liable to tax. In general, all citizens of the United States, wherever resident, and all resident alien individuals are liable to income taxes imposed by the code. Whether the income is received from sources within or without the United States. So you can be within the several states, or you can be outside in this fictional world. C, who is a citizen? Every person born or naturalized in the United States and
jurisdiction.
Subject. Wait a minute, born or natural? When I'm born on the land, I'm a citizen of one of the several states. I'm an American citizen. I'm also a citizen of the United States of America. I have the same standing as anybody that is naturalized. If you look at the naturalization documents, which takes 5 years, and you get a document, it says citizen of the United States of America. Can an anchor baby coming from Mexico or anywhere else be a citizen of the United States of America? No. They're a citizen of the United States in the fictional world. They don't get a document that's saying they've been naturalized as a citizen of the United States of America. They have no right to be here. But if we, you and me, keep voting, say I want to be a government that is for citizen of the United States, which there is no authority for, it's totally unconstitutional, I want to vote for a fictional state. And that's one of the things I was looking for in the diversity of citizenship. They said you got to be a citizen of the United States or a state of the United States. Now, wait a minute here. And a state of the United States. Well, what does that mean? What happened to the several states for diversity? State of the United States means a citizen of a state. The District of Columbia, a territory or possession. You can't be a citizen of a territory or possession. You're a citizen of the United States already. Citizen of the United States in D.C. is defined as a qualified elector. It's total nonsense. I can't make this stuff up. And if you're a citizen of the United States in a fictional world, you're all covered by the plenary power of Congress. So there is no difference. This stuff is so illogical when you stop and just think about it. How did the natives in Alaska, 1921, Congress said, we declare you're a citizen of the United States. Now, let's see, you get all these special benefits. You get money from the native corporations. You can go kill moose and pale faces can't. You can get around and have ivory and pale faces can't. You can not pay property taxes and pale faces can't. Now, wait a minute here. What is with this citizen of the United States? Is there not a discriminatory something going on? You can go fishing and pale faces can't. With fish wheels?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I'm back here, and I'm going to be redoing this status thing again, and I will give it to you free of charge, and I'll even modify the voter thing free of charge if you can get your state to put it into the public record. Most states will not touch it. Alaska will. And it's $150 they raised to get 4 certified copies to cover my time and the gas and stuff and getting 4 certified copies and getting it into the public record. As I would say, if you want to come out of Babylon, you got to figure out who you are. Into the public record. That's the world we live in, with certified copies that are self-authenticating. Then you must change and sign up for your elective franchise as a citizen of one of the several states, i.e. the inalienable rights of the Creator, i.e. a Christian. Otherwise, you're in the other world. And you and I have both done it. This is why citizens of the United States, you don't own your cars. we sign up to give them away. I've got the documents on airplanes. People of that, you have to sign away. They actually put it in plain English. Legal and equitable ownership, you have to sign away your airplane to get a number so that the FAA can control you. You don't have the right to own anything as a citizen of the United States because you're under the absolute plenary doctrine of man called the plenary power of Congress. And don't we have some of the most honest people up there? Schumer! Whoa! Wow! Man, I tell you! McCain! Whoa! Wow! Can't make this stuff up. In summary, it is well settled. The power conferred in Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action, which is state laws and persons or agents clothed with state authority. In no case, these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of a private individual. That's the key. Congress can't reach you and me if you are a citizen of one of the several states. They were never empowered with that. We are under foreign governments, foreign states. They're all foreign to each other. That's why they have their own constitutional laws, except we've signed away, they've all been overthrown. The Republic's gone right now. All we got to do is wake up and find out who we are, come out of Babylon. You're going to take on the IRS or state taxes. You have to get your status. You have to find out who you are. And then you have to, the second part that's so important, because everybody has voted that I do not want to have my inalienable rights from the Creator. I want to have the doctrine of man called a citizen of the United States. And there's no authority. It's totally unconstitutional what they're doing. But nobody has ever taken them on. And without this document that is so clear, Congress only has a guarantee to make sure these little several states don't do any race, color, creed type stuff. That's it. Otherwise, it says it's dormant. Nothing happens. And what they've done is Congress, we have signed away our standing in the constitutions. On voting, we've signed away the standing of the Senate, so there's nobody home. But we can redo it just by getting our status right, and then saying, hey, I am a citizen of Texas, citizen of North Carolina, and I getting in, put that in on your elective franchise, not the right to vote. Vote is a guarantee. It's your elective franchise. As a citizen of one of the several states. And the Supreme Court, I have a briefs on that. I've held it over and over. Do they tell us that? Of course not. Enter into the land of liars. Deception. Well, I hope you got something from this today, because this is the most important find that I've ever found to put all this stuff together. And watch out for the federales are everywhere, and we will see you next Sunday, God willing, and pray for Trump.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.